Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, the one and only, often imitated, never duplicated, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, of course, are our two websites. We've got a real special treat for the next 2 days at least, maybe three, but for the next 2 days in studio, we found, I don't know if you remember, Kev, we called him the Canadian Wyatt Earp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we wrangled him up. He's here.
Wild Bill Elliott.
I don't know if he's out on parole or what, but he's here.
Rode in on my Palomino last night.
That's right. Doug got off and shot it, right?
All the way here from Canada, we're real excited, of course, Wayne Elliott to talk about the Strauss Heart Drops and his amazing story, just stories in general. We're real glad to have him. We'll have him for the news for the first 30 minutes. Robert David Steele is here. He's done a petition about Roger Stone to go to the White House to pardon, for a pardon. And so we'll get into that. Also his other work with just justice and injustice around the country, around the world, but specifically America. Robert David Steele's here. And then Dr. Randy Short, the pastor, who obviously is a close friend of Roger Stone. This is kind of Roger Stone Day a little bit, what's going on. And I think it's a very important issue. So Dr. Short will be here, and he's hilarious and a friend of Larry Pinkney. And we haven't had Larry on for a little bit. We need to get Larry on again. We've had
– yeah.
But Catherine, if you're listening, let's get Larry on. I haven't talked to Larry. Can't talk to him enough. Anyway, let's get to the news. First story. This is right up your alley, Mr. Canada. Trudeau tries to play down hot mic Trump comments in NATO at NATO summit as surprise over G7 setting. Your boy up there in Canada is popping off about Trump.
Yeah, well, I loved President Trump's response. Calling him two-faced, because that's sure true. And, once again, embarrassing to be a Canadian.
Well,
you're like that.
Well, you told me a little bit about, we had dinner last night, and you were talking about he has a minority government. He barely got in. It was just a joke, the whole process.
We had nobody else to choose from, you know. It was quite a cast of characters that ran for prime minister. So we got the grade two teacher back.
The Trudeau family, the Trudeau legacy. Yeah. Do you get the feeling in Canada? I mean, what's the kind of perception there? Is it? Do you feel like he's a globalist? Do you feel like your country's being sold out? Do you feel hope? I mean, what do you feel? Do you feel encouraged? What?
I look forward to the next election.
I got
gotcha. That's all. We got a wasted 4 years here now.
Well, speaking of international situations, China's foreign minister visits South Korea to reset ties amid dispute over U.S. anti-missile systems. I have a hard time believing, we talked about this, Uncle Kevin's up here, of course. I don't think North Korea is doing anything without China's hand up their back. I just don't believe that.
No.
And South Korea now, we've seen China has bought influence all the way down to Australia, all those little islands.
Boy, that's crazy.
If I was Japan right now, I'd probably be nervous. They're
real
talking South Korea.
Buying everything up? Yeah.
What do you make of South Korea's, you know, what they're talking about, the anti-missile system? America put a anti-missile system on South Korea, basically pointed at China. You're
right.
Going to bomb us, then we're going to be able to defend ourselves. What should South Korea think here in this situation?
Well, probably trying to bribe them to take it away. Point it at a different direction.
Why? I mean, that seems stupid to me. If I was South Korea, why would I do that?
Money? A lot of money thrown around by those Chinese.
Well, South Korea is one of the biggest economies in the world.
I know, but you can bribe anybody. Look at all the
politicians.
Look at all the railroad tracks that got tore up all across America.
From Goodyear.
Canada, too.
Yeah.
Half our track got tore up.
Yeah.
In Canada, also.
50% of our rail track.
Well, we were talking about that yesterday because we were talking about internet and 5G. Well, why don't we put, what's the wire for internet?
Fiber optics.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jim's in the background there, piping off. Jim's here too. Hi, Jim. Fiber optics.
You know, the Chinese started many years ago trying to buy as much of the world's natural resources as they could. They were very successful in Canada. They tried to buy the biggest fertilizer company, the biggest metals company. Thankfully, the government turned them down on those two, but otherwise, we sold out to them. They were buying so much coal and steel mill coke. It was a pretty smart idea. Millions and millions, tens of millions of tons of steel mill coke. And if you just pile steel mill coke on a dock, the weather will disintegrate it in a year or two. It's no good. So they dumped it into the ocean, into the salt water.
Oh, wow.
Planted rice paddies on top of it, and they've got millions of tons of steel mill coke under the water when they need it. And they make, I don't know if you guys know it, 20 years ago, China didn't make 1 pound of steel, not a pound. Today, they make almost 8 times more than the United States, which is the second biggest steel maker in the world. It is. And
So just to back up, the coke is the coal that's ready to be
unprocessed.
Right. Okay, right. So people are going to be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, otherwise the weather will disintegrate coke into fines and the coking coal, and it's no good. But they came up with a brilliant idea. But they are trying to buy all the natural resources they can in the world.
I think they own 90% of the world's rare earth minerals, too.
Yes, they do.
They went around buying them all up.
Do you – you said that was a stunning statistic to me. When you said that, like you said it last night at dinner also. 20 years ago, they weren't making anything, and now they make 8 times more than America.
And you know, they went, Daniel, for a few years where they opened a new – started construction of a new coal-burning electricity plant every week. And now they own over 4,000 of the world's 8,000 coal-burning electric producing plants.
And they're pumping out some real pollution.
Oh, my God. Are they?
Well, they want to lecture us.
Yeah.
They want to lecture America.
Some of those cities you can't go in without a mask.
Yeah, they want to lecture us. UN cries poor again. They want $29 billion in emergency funding.
The United Nations. Give those people a cent.
We could send them the one rowboat we got in the Navy in Canada. We scrapped the rest of the Navy, so we're done. Well, there's two inflatables, too, I understand.
To go with the first storage, the inflatables. Well, the refugees, they, you know, they could do well.
Come on,
yeah, that's right. They're busy, those
inflatables. They're of the use. You can't give those away. Footage appears to show world leaders joking about Trump at NATO summit. This is, I find this hilarious. You know, as much as I, you know, when Trump does good, I'm very evasive with my praise. When he does things I don't like, I'm, you know, pretty harsh. But generally, I'm supportive of Trump.
I wonder if Trudeau, when he laughs, if his eyebrows still fall off.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, say what they like. There's a lot of Canadians that are against President Trump because obviously we voted Trudeau in, so a bunch of extreme leftists in Canada. But I think he may be the free world's only hope and
he's
the
definitely
economic
for a change.
Hope for the world.
He's definitely for a change.
You know, this guy doesn't take 2 years to set a meeting with North Korea or with China. He gets on the airplane and goes.
Exactly.
So I think he's getting her done. I'm proud of him, really. He's odd at times and says some things that
people Well, so do you, but we like you.
Do. Right.
But we like you. Trump deploys surge of park rangers to patrol Mexican border. So now the park rangers, surge of park rangers.
Going to hand them a map when they come across the border.
Yeah. U.S. National Parks with a picture of what's the bear from the Yellowstone Park?
Yogi Bear.
U.S. National Parks such as Zion, Yosemite, and the National Mall to patrol the southern border for crossing by illegal immigrants. So he's taking them out of the national parks and moving them down to the border.
If I was one of those guys, I wouldn't like that. Give me a gun. Give me a 50 caliber,
you
baby.
Have two of them. Shoot. Two of them and some dogs. What's our standard pat solution, Kev?
Mm-hmm.
What's our
Constantine
standard?
Wire.
Two rows, Constantine wire, with dogs in the middle, and soldiers every
and
half.
Bring back all and half our soldiers across the
world. Yeah, and
the
have world. Soldiers there and have
backing
drones.
Them up.
Well, what's the problem? How
2 months? You could do it in 2 months.
And the,
done.
Well, Trump Corsi had a good idea with the. That sounded like a good idea too. You can check out that interview. I think it was last week, interview with Jerome Corsi. He had a cool interview. If this is an exclusive, this is a big story. Bill Clinton was Jeffrey Epstein's closest celebrity mate and a frequent guest at his New Mexico ranch with wife Hillary, staying at the pedophile's cowboy-themed Village Say estate workers. So this Jeffrey Epstein, although he supposedly hung himself, you know, what's the only two things that I don't know the third. The only two things that can't hang themselves. The only three things that can't hang themselves. Drywall, Christmas lights, and Jeffrey Epstein. this story gets thicker and thicker. There's another big story out of, you know, we talked about this, I don't know how many months ago. Jeffrey Epstein, there's ample evidence he was a Mossad agent and basically blackmailing politicians with all this pedophilia stuff.
Absolutely.
The now the Sun, which is a major, you know, corporate type outlet, is now reporting the same thing. And that
makes perfect sense.
Well, I it's just like them reporting about the repo market, that $4 trillion was printed, or, you know, as Rob Kirby explained, not printed directly, but indirectly through the bonds, whatever.
Next time he comes out, we got to get down to the bottom of that.
Well, he explained it, but it's the basics of it. They printed $4 trillion and put it on into the market to buy our treasuries. That's neither here nor there. The fact that corporate media is now talking about it so directly, what comes to mind when you hear that?
A light bulb pops in my head. They're finally coming out with the truth.
Well, I wonder if who is this to put pressure on?
They're getting ahead of the story.
Well, this definitely do you think this has anything to do with Hillary not coming into the race because the story's so big and so radioactive?
Yeah.
Because if she comes into the race,
that's going to suck up all the oxygen.
Is this story not going to go right back to the top of the?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, we all know. Basically, Bill Clinton. Did you see the picture, a painting of Bill Clinton at his place off the Bahamas or wherever it was?
Yeah, in a dress and his red shoes hanging over the chair.
Yeah, at Jeffrey Epstein's island.
What's up with that?
Creepy.
Creepy. Absolutely creepy.
That's creepy. Florida police using Finder system to create list of gun owners. This is from Ammoland. When you buy a gun from a pawn shop, the pawn shop has to take the serial number, send it to the police, and they just check if it's stolen or not. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a glitch where they've been sending private information
to
the police. You know, a glitch. We talked about guns last night. Right. Again, that's another thing we talked about. Big thing. The police are now making lists of all the gun owners in the area from this information. There's one thing. In Florida, it is a felony. Florida statute 790335. I don't know if felony. Yeah, it is a felony. In Florida, it's a felony for law enforcement agencies to keep a list of gun owners. Florida statute 790.335. It's against the law. It's a felony for them to do this. So the Department of Justice there investigated it. Do you know what they determined?
That is true.
Well, no, it wasn't against the statute. They didn't violate.
Oh, that's nonsense.
They didn't violate the law by doing this.
Yeah.
So this we're having
a new interpretation of the statute.
We're having the foxes guarding the hen house again. Mm-hmm. Democratic expert. Impeachment witness gave $1,000 donation to Elizabeth Warren. Who cares? What does that matter? So basically, they're a Democrat. They support Democrats. Who cares?
So, Wayne, what do you think of all this impeachment?
Yeah, as a candidate, that's a good question.
Well, I just can't believe they haven't left President Trump alone for a day.
That's unbelievable.
All this time, I've never seen her.
The guy's Superman. Like,
I'll tell you, he is some tenacious. My goodness. But it's hard to believe he has not had one day where they've left him alone to do his job, which, I mean, that's, you got to tip your hat to him. He's continuing to do his job.
He's a man of steel. Man, talk about a man of steel.
Tough man.
Up there in Canada, do you even know who Kamala Harris is? Does that name ring a bell at all?
I've heard the name, but I don't know who she is.
She's one of the Democratic candidates for president.
Oh.
Out of one of about 10 or 11. I don't know how many.
A black lady from California.
Well, she's dropped out of the race now. She's pulled out of the race. And that's really interesting because we've had people on, even James McCanney. At some point, Hillary Clinton was helping her campaign. And so it was almost like the idea like she was going to try to smooth in on her back. And so that's very interesting that she's now out of the race. House Dem seeks tax returns from executive branch and families. Why in the world is it the Congress's business to get somebody's tax returns?
Separation of powers.
This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
So they're going to nitpick, you know, and can you imagine with all the corporations he's involved in, the amount of tax? He's got a room full of tax documents. So they'll pick
through another room of lawyers.
They'll pick through every one of those documents and say, look at right here on this date right here. Look at the, you know.
Yeah.
Say, before your election here in America for president, I was insulted for President Trump before he was president with this whole idea of do you want to give this man the nuclear codes? Like, he's some kind of wacko.
Wacko, yeah.
I mean, he's obviously a very intelligent person. And
you don't become
I think he's shown pretty good restraint. Never mind not trusting him with the nuclear codes. I think he's done a good job in the Foreign Department for America.
Yeah, he's not for war. He's from bringing everybody home.
Yeah.
Just to give you a little update, we've been talking about the repo market, which is a repurchase market overnight, the banks, the money going into the banks. Just a little update. We've been talking about this for two or three months, Wayne. Last night, just guess how much they put in. Just guess.
$500 billion.
No, that's you're way over, but $95 billion. Oh. Just your average Tuesday.
Yeah.
At the Federal Reserve.
Not as much as Wayne carries around with him.
Yeah, in his back pocket.
That's Canadian tire money. You can't spend that anywhere.
You know, I have a $50 trillion Zimbabwe note. A real one. $50 trillion. It says on the right on the bill.
That and 50 cents will probably get you a day-old donut.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Man arrested for making 24,000 complaint calls. A 71-year-old man has been arrested in Tokyo for making 24,000 complaint calls. Wow, I guess he's got nothing else better than
him. He needs a hobby.
Yeah, that was his hobby.
that was a new one.
It's a good thing he didn't live in China.
5G, yeah, he might have been tortured. 5G, or been in the job training center.
That's right.
With the Uyghurs.
Yeah, or along with the Falun Gong. Yeah, down at the...
His only salvation, he's too old to take his organs.
take his organs, grind it up for cat food.
Oh no, that's gross. It's terrible. We joke about that. Oh my gosh.
Send the collagen to Canada.
5G radiation causes behavior changes in humans, causes ion potentiation, poisoning of brain cells, and leading to mass insanity. Natural News, Mike Adams. He's been on this story for a while, the 5G radiation, the effects of it. You know, there's been tons of stories or studies. You can go on YouTube and even see kids just doing – if you take your Wi-Fi router, you put a bunch of plants around your Wi-Fi router, then take a bunch of plants and move them way away out in the yard or so they're not even near Wi-Fi, and those plants near the Wi-Fi router, they'll start to wither. They'll start to die. Mm-hmm. I mean, just plants. And the kids start
to act up.
And so 5G, you're talking about a whole nother level. It's a serious problem in a list of many serious problems. United States regards space as a theater of war. President Putin.
Oh, they've always done that.
So now the race is going to be to get to Mars or Space Force. I mean, that talk.
We've already been there and back.
Yeah. Manuka honey may be coming to a hospital near you, study finds. That's kind of interesting.
Is it real honey or that fake stuff?
The Manuka honey, the magical healing honey from New Zealand has caught the eye of the surgical community and may have found a new sweet spot in the medical world. Researchers led by scientists there at Newcastle University found that layering tiny amounts of Manuka honey between layers of surgical mesh could act as a natural antibiotic to stop infections.
Excellent.
So in the hospitals even recognizing some of these natural things. Well,
it's interesting because Jim Strauss always said it isn't for humans.
We eat
lots of it, but he said it's not for humans because the bees put a natural preservative in it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, honey can go from solid to liquid an infinite number of times. So he said it was for the other creatures, not humans. Mm. But that's very interesting as a topical
antibiotic treatment.
It's awful good in coffee, though.
Stay away from the bears, I guess.
We got two or three minutes left. Let's run through this. Canada launches lawsuit against Bayer. Of course, Bayer is involved with Monsanto. We're talking, this is the law firm Diamond & Diamond has filed a class action lawsuit against various makers of Roundup, including Bayer. This Roundup situation and the GMOs, you know, I had a discussion last night with somebody about GMOs, and they were trying to tell me how good they were. I said, you can put that aside. What about all the Roundup? You know, what I would rather get in your body and stop absorption anyway.
Well, I'm glad to hear things are changing a little bit because a couple of years ago in Saskatchewan, one of our western provinces in Canada, this poor farmer who was growing natural wheat and didn't want the GMO, there was genetic drift. You know, the wind blew over.
Yeah,
Monsanto or Archer Daniels Midland, whichever company it was, took his farm and bankrupted him. Took everything he had because the wind blew the GMO seeds onto his field.
That's so frustrating.
And so it was like Percy Smizer, infringement, right?
You know Percy Smizer up in Canada?
Yeah, he was the, that was one of the guys. I think that maybe that was the guy you're talking about. Mexico bans 1,000-ton shipment of glyphosate herbicide, talking about Roundup, from entering the country. So even Mexico, America just practically drinks the stuff here. But even Mexico is like having some reservations. We got Robert David Steele coming in a couple of minutes. Wayne, we have about, I don't know, a minute and a half or so. We're so excited here. Tomorrow, we're going to have a great time. We're going to have stories. We're going to have, see what you're up to.
Looking forward to that.
Wayne, of course, talking about heart drops. The audience is really, you know, they've really taken hold of that heart drop products. They've bought a lot more product, a lot more of the bottles, and lives are being changed. So I just want you to say thank you for what you do, and maybe, you know, if you want to say a couple words to the audience here before we.
Well, that's why I do it. Every time I hear someone got another bottle, it just warms my heart because I know they're going to get well. They're going to be better than they were before that, and it's just very rewarding to be involved in it in the small way I am. I'm just the messenger boy, but yeah, it's wonderful. You just can't go wrong, and it's that business Roche tells me is growing, and they're 7 or 8 countries now, and it's just great. You know, if we could knock off the number one killer, imagine the money that would be left in the health systems of Canada and the United States. That was Jim Strauss's dream, was to have Strauss heart drops on Medicare.
Strauss heart drops or heart disease is the number one killer in America. Number one killer is heart disease. And, you know, with Sherry Rogers.
Finally got a weapon to combat it.
Sherry Rogers talks about, you know, is your cardiologist killing you? The great books you wrote. Yeah. You want an interesting read. Boy, put that there. Anyway, Strauss heart drops over at the Power Mall, along with so many other things. We got specials. Dr. Group will be here at the end of the week. The Vitamir, of course, we have the bundles. We have the Silver Botanicals, the deodorant, what have you. The Gift of the Magi spray they talked about. He's going to send me some. I really want to try that out. I like essential oils. I can't stand those plug-ins.
Oh, they're terrible. Oh, terrible.
The worst is when you're in a public bathroom and then they got the little box over you and it squirts on you. Oh, my gosh.
I'll tell you, that silver solution that you guys offer on the Power, it's amazing. It's a miracle. Burns, wounds, fabulous.
Fantastic. Super silver over there. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Robert David Steele on the other side. Wayne, we'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We got Robert David Steele. He's going to come on in about 10 minutes to talk about his petition to pardon Roger Stone. This is an interesting moment here, Roger Stone. How do you think this is going to play out, Kev?
Let's see. I hope Donald Trump pardons him. It just ends this nightmare. Shouldn't even have been charged anyway. And if you're going to charge him, there's a gajillion other Democrats they should be charging, you know?
I'm still not entirely clear on what he is being charged.
Just lying or misleading.
Of what? I mean, why do people talk to these?
Yeah, that's exactly. That's exactly. We've told them, everybody, don't talk. Do not talk.
You have a right to shut up.
To shut up. You just get yourself in trouble if you talk to any of these law enforcement.
What do you have to gain?
Nothing.
Right.
What do you have to gain? Jail. That's what you have to gain.
Yeah, $22.50 a day.
$22.50. And here's an expert.
Interesting. Well, the Power Mall, we mentioned it before the break. We're waiting a little bit for Robert David Steele. Dave in New York was on. Dave, call back in. We got a little bit of time. I thought we were going straight to the guest.
If you need a nice Christmas present, you can get the mouthwash and the toothpaste. It's wonderful stuff, and everybody uses it.
We also have a winter wellness bundle. I like, because I love oregano oil. I take it.
It's a little rough, but
I put it on my collarbone, like Cass said, above my collarbone, and it absorbs right into my lymph system. I'll put it in my mouth. It don't bother me. Mm-hmm.
It has a strong little bite to it. I'm not saying it's not tenable.
You can put it on your feet and it absorbs right in. And really, I mean, you talk about, especially what's out there, it's really strong. Anyway, this winter wellness bundle, you get an oregano oil, a super silver, and a silver lozenges. I haven't had any of those silver lozenges lately.
Those really are good. Like, I really like them when we start, tried them on air. Yeah.
We should break those out again.
Yeah, they were good. I like them.
Anyway, we got that.
And it's got silver in them. Colloidal silver. That's my favorite.
Dr. Group is going to be here at the end of the week. We got the Oxy powder, the Detoxidine, the Detox foot pads, the Vegan Safe B12. If you take, you know, we've had this discussion. Your brother-in-law, my other uncle,
mm-hmm.
uncle by marriage, he takes B12 shots.
He does, yeah.
Do you?
And by about a week before it, he's like spinning until he gets his B12
right,
shot.
He's moody. He's yeah. He's on edge.
He's going. I can feel it.
I need my B12.
I need my B12. You know, I got all these symptoms that you know. Then when he takes his B12 shot, he levels off and he's fine for a couple of weeks. And
Is that crazy that he won't even take this?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just insane. Strauss Heart Drops, of course. Wayne will be here to talk about them. Todd, our producer, who runs a Global Star, I've heard lots of stories about Strauss, people being helped and, you know, how great. Mm-hmm. But I've never heard this story where Todd had receding gums, had problems with his gums. Mm-hmm. He started taking his heart drops, and within, you know, just a little bit of taking them, his receding gums started to go down. They filled out, and he had no problem with them.
Wow.
I never heard of that. Absolutely awesome. Smooth Oregano and Cold Storm, the Strauss Heart Drops. All the Strauss products are on sale. The Silver Botanicals, of course, the deodorants, what have you, we mentioned. The dog and bedding spray, I don't want to get too gross, but you know that poopery in the bathrooms? You know, I hate those things because they got those chemicals. It's like the plugins. Oh my gosh, I can't stand those.
Mm-hmm.
I use the dog and bedding spray. I don't want to get too graphic here, but I use that dog and bedding spray in the bathroom. It's fantastic. And I think it does a better job, the chloral silver in it and what have you.
Good.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot of great products over the Power Mall. Thank you for your support.
Yeah,
we're here because of you. I cannot make that clear enough. You know that. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, everything we do here, and you're welcome. We thank you for your support, and you're welcome for what we do here and what hopefully you gain something from it. You are the front line here. And whatever we're doing, we're in this together, and we're going to do this. So God bless you. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you again for your support. So we get Dave. We got Dave in New York. Dave called back here. Awesome. I didn't know we were going to have some time. Really glad to talk to you. What's on your mind, Dave in New York?
Yeah. Good morning, Daniel and Uncle. If you recall on the Prime Minister of Canada, he was in blackface five different times. Five different pictures. It's like, okay. And then he said, and I accept full responsibility for my behavior. Well, I thought his next comment would be, which is why I'm stepping down and will not be running again. No, that's all he said, is I accept full responsibility. I've heard Obama say that, and nothing ever, you know, everybody probably goes, oh, that's so responsibility. I've heard Clinton do it, and nothing ever happens. It's like, okay, they said it, and now all the weak-minded people say, well, you know, you accepted full responsibility. Yeah, right. Nothing ever happened.
That's such a great point. Does Obama take full responsibility of the Border Patrol people dying from the Fast and Furious guns they ran, among, you know, a million other things involved? That's such a great point. It's like it's a mind control technique, really. It's like, wow, we're upset. Well, he took full responsibility. What do you want? What else do you want him to do? You know, just neutralize them.
Another quick one. But I think Trudeau up there has, you know, an Al Jolson complex or something.
Let me ask you, Dave, does it bother you? I don't know, those pictures were at least 20 years old. I mean, I'm almost 50. I mean, when I was a young child, I remember even cartoons had blackface and, and you had even black people doing whiteface. I mean, it was like part of comedy or vaudeville. It wasn't even a big deal. I don't know at what point that even became a big deal. I don't know.
Yeah. Let me just hit this other subject real quick because Kamala Harris, you know, dropping out. I think she and the football player Kaepernick, you should get married. That way they can make a really good living out of their being persecuted.
Oh, my gosh. That Kaepernick situation, we haven't talked much about it on the show. If you're following that, ladies and gentlemen, He has a big sponsorship with Nike. He wears things supporting, who was it? Castro. Isn't that right? He had a shirt supporting Castro. And the Miami, and this was right before the Miami Dolphins were about to give him a tryout. And if you know anything about Miami and about the Cubans, you talk about the most anti-socialist group of people in America. They are the Miami Cubans. Why? Because they literally, you know, escaped Castro recently. It's just like in Hong Kong. You literally have 60, 70-year-old people there protesting who got in the bay there and risked sharks and death and drowning to swim to Hong Kong. You literally have people did that.
F*** me to tears. God f***.
And, well, there you go. Do we have the guest, Todd? Was that live? I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. What happened, Todd? Sorry, what happened there?
It's David Steele.
Robert David Steele. All right, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Robert David Steele, he was scheduled to come here at the bottom of the hour. Todd called him like normal, said, no, I can't talk for 10, 15 minutes. We said, okay, so we're just going to talk about the Power Mall or what have you. We, you know, okay, no big deal. Stuff happens, whatever. We understand. We get Dave in New York. We're talking about it. Todd gets him. I'm just about to go to him. And then that happens. I don't know what to say. I apologize. I mean, what else can I do? I don't know. We don't condone that. We're not going to have him on anymore. I just can't. Wow. Anyway, let's talk about happy. Is Dave in New York still there? Where are we? I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. This kind of stuff throws me off and just gets me all out of sorts. Okay, Dave, if anybody else wants to call, we do have a few minutes. We got Dr. Randy Short will be here in about 20 minutes, and so we'll talk to him, and he'll tell us a lot about Roger Stone and where we are there. So, Kev, getting back to Roger Stone. What do you think Trump's going to pardon him? Do you think he's going to wait till after the election to pardon him?
After the election. You know, it doesn't make any sense to rile up people before the election. But I would do it like today if it was me. I would get it over with. Anybody you want to get pardoned, if he's going to do the other guy in jail,
Manafort,
do it. Just get it over with. I'm for it.
Do you think that would affect his election?
No, I don't think so, but I'm sure his stupid helpers or whatever, advisors are telling him don't do it till after the election.
His son-in-law?
Yeah. Let's not go there.
His son-in-law?
Yeah. A Mossad. I mean, did I say that?
I think you did. Was that live on the air, Todd? Yeah, I think you did say that. I can see a scenario where it would affect the election some, and especially in these states if it's going to be close.
Yeah, I get it.
And you're fighting.
I would do it immediately because they stuck behind him, and I have a tendency to
be loyal.
Be loyal. Yeah.
Well, I can, you know, if
it, and they didn't do anything. You know, that's the thing. You know, anybody can get. Don't talk to the police.
Well, yeah,
that's the biggest story that comes out of this thing.
If you look, you know, we're dealing with, you know, my situation that happened with the police here, you know, and I've been talking to some different lawyers or looking at different things. And so we'll see. We're going to do what we can do. And we'll keep you up to date. As for right now, you know, it's probably best I don't talk too much about it, but we'll talk about it. But some lawyers, they say don't talk to the police, even if your lawyer's there.
Right.
They say you don't talk to the police at all. Even in the traffic stop, talk to them almost, you say almost nothing to them.
Correct.
And, they're just looking for ways to.
To trick you. They're trained to trick you.
I know that's sad, isn't it?
Yes, it is real sad. It is real sad. And you can't remember what you said, you know, a week ago or a month ago at a, when you were talking to a cop, you know, and they're going to say that you said this and they're going to have it taped and you lied. Oh, you lied, you know. All right. Now we got you.
Yeah. Now you better sign this. You better agree. Better agree to this right here, buddy.
We're only going to give you 6 months in jail.
If you sign this.
You're going to trial and then you can get up to 5 years.
And we got a 98.3
conviction rate.
So we like our odds.
It's a racket. That's all it is. It's a racket, and try not to get involved in it. That's the best thing I can say about that.
Let's go to this. We talked a story yesterday.
Will the revolution start in Virginia? It might. I am hoping.
Well, the revolution needs to start in our minds everywhere. Everybody's listening.
I think it's already started in our minds. Now it's coming to fruition. You know?
And this is something I'm not going to talk a lot about on the air, but something I have been approached with, been invited to, and it's got me excited is, you know, a group of patriots coming together, people broadcasting,
like-minded
merchants, like-minded, like, you know, radio show hosts, whatever. The thing that troubles me about where we are, obviously the gun issue. Okay. This story about, if you don't know what I'm talking about, in Virginia, there's a bill proposed. And let me see. I think it's in this article. Okay. I'm going to read part of this bill here so you understand the gravity of what we're talking about. This is bill in Virginia. It's got a number. Senate Bill 64. So SB 64. Be it enacted by the General Assembly of Virginia that a person they haven't even edited the bill here. A person shall be guilty of unlawful paramilitary activity punishable as a class 5 felony if he, 1, teaches or demonstrates to any other person the use, application, or making of any firearm, explosive, or incendiary device or technique capable of causing injury or death to persons knowing or having reason to know or intending that such training will be employed for use in or in furtherance of civil disorder or assemblies with one or more persons for the purpose of training with, practicing, or being instructed in the use of any firearm, explosive, or device or technique capable of causing injury or death to persons intending to employ such training for use in or furtherance of civil disorder or anyway. I'm going to stop reading this. Let's talk about this a little bit. That's wordy, very verbose, very cumbersome. The gist of it is you can almost interpret any way you want. You almost can interpret any activity as falling under this. You're talking about, this is literally, you're talking about jiu-jitsu can hurt. Mm-hmm. Jiu-jitsu can maim. You can kill somebody with jiu-jitsu.
Yep.
What's that Brazilian? There's a technique. I can't even remember what the name of it. Anyway, any kind of firearm training. Uncle Kevin shooting with my daughter.
Yeah.
Shooting with his niece.
Yeah, I'd be in jail now under that.
Yeah.
Teaching her how to shoot a pellet gun.
Shoot a pellet gun.
Yeah.
You know, with targets in our own property. That's against this.
Well,
this is a big story, and it gets to what I was getting at. The issue of guns, I am 100%, you know, people are looking for things to be positive about, and maybe I talk about this ad nauseum, but it needs to be talked about ad nauseum. There are very, very, very few issues that spark such passion,
yeah,
and such participation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's any in
America.
No,
there's not. I can't think of any.
As a gun issue.
Right.
It goes back to 1775, the shot heard around the world, by the rude bridge that arched the flood, the breeze to April's flag unfurled. Here, once embattled, farmers stood and fired the shot heard around the world.
I get goosebumps every time you say that.
We should.
Yeah, we should. Absolutely.
It's an amazing moment. I mean, for our country, for the world. Shot heard around the world. That's Ralph Waldo Emerson. There's what other issue engenders passion and activity? So this Shenandoah County, I was trying to think of the county yesterday. Shenandoah County they had a council meeting in this county Okay, I'm going to read the report here. Steve sent this to me again. I thanked yesterday, but really, this is a very important story. Revolutions start slowly, similar to trying to light a fire with wet wood. Enough heat must be applied to the wood catches fire. But once molested, the common man comes alive with a ferocious anger and resolve. Okay, here's the details of what happened. The Shenandoah County supervisor meetings are sparsely attended, but this was different. The meeting was to start at 7 o'clock. This person who wrote this arrived at 5:15. About one-third of the 100 chairs were taken 2 hours before this thing. I mean, can you understand this, ladies and gentlemen? You know, we want activity. What can we, Joyce, you always used to ask, what can be done?
That can be done.
One-third of the chairs 2 hours before. At 6 p.m., 1 hour before, the room was completely full and the doors were shut. 1 hour before the scheduled meeting. And you know how these, you know, county meeting halls, I mean, they can be pretty open. It's pretty spacious. 6:30, there's about 400 people in the parking lot. The meeting is full. No, full. The meeting's full. The doors are closed. No more. It's like a Trump rally.
Exactly.
7 p.m., there were over 1,000 people in the parking lot. 1,000. You imagine this scene?
A small little town.
County.
Amazing.
County.
County.
Yes.
Amazing.
1,000.
Usually, if you get a dozen people there, that's
that'd
a
be
crowd.
A lot. That'd be a lot. Yeah. There were a dozen people here yeah. to discuss, you know,
whatever.
A right of way off some country road or something for these meetings.
If we could put a white line down the middle of the road.
Can we get the stoplight to work?
Yeah.
Should we turn it off past 2 a.m.?
Yeah,
or
exactly.
What?
Save electricity.
Save electricity.
Something like that.
So anyway, getting back to when I was approached to this meeting, one of the things that's troubled me, and I've looked at this and thought about this a lot, is in the 1770s, America was much more organized than we were. When I say America, I mean the American ideal, suing for peace to Britain, to have different demands, being able to write the Declaration of Independence, have it have force. That moment, where is that in America today? It's nowhere.
It's nowhere.
Who is really, in an organized way, putting our libertarian, our God-given rights, and our demands and our requests for obeyance to that? Where is that? I don't see it.
Mm-mm.
You know, you can say, well, that's what political parties for. This is America. What do you mean? Or this is, well, okay, whatever. You know, the gun issue is the one issue that I can see or have seen that engenders the most passion and the most mm-hmm. participation.
That everybody can wrap their hand around.
Well, I don't know about everybody.
Well,
but, you know,
every
the majority
patriot,
of
every patriot.
Every patriot. That's a good way to put it. Every American, or what, over half of Americans are for guns in some way.
Yeah.
I think it's even, you know, I don't believe.
And growing.
I think it's 60%+,
yeah,
to be honest with
they,
you.
They,
but I think they skew that.
They
I think it's closer to 70, at least they have a favorable
mm-hmm.
idea. There's a certain percentage of population in America, and this is kind of, you know, maybe symbolic of something greater. We will not be disarmed.
No.
Under
it's
any
not gonna happen.
Circumstances.
No. These puzzle-neck politicians think they're going to ram this through. They ain't got a chance.
You know, this goes to, you know, Mayor Pete. That text.
Or oh, yeah.
If you think you have your AR-15 so that one day you can rebel against the government, you know you're going to have to shoot police and law enforcement agents. Well, I mean, do law enforcement agents and police know that they're going to have to shoot Americans if they want to run over us and enforce tyranny?
Take our weapons.
I hope that the show, this broadcast, and I hope you, as the audience, you know, sometimes, you know, we get emails and get, usually the people who are upset are the only ones who write. But, and believe me, I want to hear from you, whether you're upset or not. I want to hear your opinion.
Exactly.
But I don't know how you take this when we talk about all these things. I don't want you to be overwhelmed. I don't want you to feel like that, because you can't.
And we're not for armed insurrection.
No, please.
We are
not
for armed insurrection.
No, we're for the law.
We're for the law, absolutely.
We're for
the Constitution.
We're for the law. And if that's a problem, now, you know, like some police have said, you know, oh, they're dangerous or whatever. If being for the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence is dangerous to somebody, then I have a major problem with that person.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a
That is the supreme law in the land, the Constitution.
Right. You are, on some levels...
My enemy.
My enemy.
Yeah. Simple.
It's that simple. And so if the biggest threat to us, it's really not GMO foods, or it's not 5G radiation, or it's not vaccines, although all these are threats. The way they're enforced is almost a bigger threat than the actual thing because of the tyranny involved. You know, the vaccines are trying to force you.
Mm-hmm.
And so which is worse? The vaccine, you know, at least if you have a choice of a vaccine, well, I don't have to get. Well, now
they're taking
we're gonna take that choice
away.
The biggest threat.
They're pushing and pushing and pushing.
The biggest threat does not lie in any of those things. The biggest threat is to law, natural law, our foundation, the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
The most important political document ever written, at least in 3,000 or 4,000 years, but probably in recorded history. That document must stand. So every little thing you do in your life, and have faith in your creator, have faith in your loved ones. And we're going to do this, ladies and gentlemen. We are doing this. We're prospering. Stay tuned. Dr. Randy Short on the other side.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.